We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
What would you do with an extra $270 million in your pocket? Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball today for your chance to win big. The next drawing is tomorrow night.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. Enjoy one of the best mattress holidays with our best deals of the year. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin. That means you can save up to $700 on beds throughout the store. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. That's up to a $699 value. Free. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Code is the code word. Text the word CODE, C-O-D-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 5 o'clock to do it. Grab your cellular device and text the word CODE, C-O-D-E, 72881, and we will have a fresh code and another chance for you to win a grand coming up at 5 o'clock.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around, and he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish, I'm speaking to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruption. And I hope you weren't one of those getting your jokes off back in March 2018 when Memphis fired Tubby Smith to hire Penny Hardaway, because at this point there's not much to laugh at. All the guy's done since is take over a program that was in bad, bad shape, improved it in a span of weeks, and now as of May 17, 2019, got the number one recruiting class in America, arguably the best recruiting class in the history of University of Memphis basketball. This is a place where John Calipari once coached. Get into all of that momentarily. First, though, real quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20. Dan Walken going to join me, former Memphis beat writer, Commercial Appeal, current national columnist, USA Today. Dan Walken going to be here in about 20 minutes. I'll talk Tiger basketball with him. After that, I would normally do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I would discuss four previously undiscussed stories, but not today. We'll take your phone calls. Folks are fired up. We're going to do that. Stay on topic. 535-3776 will be the number right around 4:40. And we'll talk Tiger basketball with you guys. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the big story of the day. And that came from a young man named Precious Achiuwa. He's a 5-star forward, top 10 player in the class of 2019. As expected, committed to the University of Memphis. He's the second 5-star prospect to commit to the University of Memphis in this class. The other, of course, is James Wiseman. And Memphis now has 7 prospects that are members of its recruiting class. That's not counting Rajon Tucker, the grad transfer from Little Rock. The prospects are James Wiseman, who's ranked number 1 in the class of 2019, Boogie Ellis, who is ranked 37th in the class of 2019, Precious Achiuwa, ranked 14th class of 2019, DJ Jeffries, 48th, Lester Quinones, 56th, Malcolm Dandridge, 98th, Damian Ball, 108th. That is all according to 24/7 Sports. They've got this little calculator thing they use over there. I don't really know how it works, but the way they calculate things, it means that Memphis now has the number 1 recruiting class in the country, slightly better than the one Kentucky has, better than the one Duke has, better than the one anybody else in the country has. And so this isn't a big surprise, at least not relative to where we were or the discussions we've been having in recent weeks, because it has appeared to be heading in this direction for a while. But that doesn't make it any less remarkable given the situation that Penny Hardaway inherited when he took over the program in March 2018, or, just the general rolling of the eyes that happened around this country when Memphis fired Tubby Smith to hire Penny Hardaway. As I wrote in a column you can find at CBSSports.com, the move was met with incredible enthusiasm in the Memphis market because smart Memphis fans had been calling for this for several months. I had been banging on that drum for basically a year. It was just a few weeks after Tubby Smith's first season where I wrote the column, how Tubby Smith has turned the Memphis program into a gigantic mess inside of a year. And I predicted in that column that he was going to have a very difficult time pulling out of it. And then by the time he wasn't able to replace the 4 top 100 prospects that he lost, that he inherited from Josh Pastor, he couldn't replace them with comparable prospects, well, then it was done. I told you there was no scenario where he was going to be able to survive at Memphis. And if Memphis was smart, even though it would be expensive, they were going to have to fire Tubby Smith after 2 years and replace him with Penny Hardaway. And the reason it was so important to do it after 2, as opposed to waiting to do it after 3, which is what most universities, I think, would have done, because you got to give people time, they say, it was because, first off, year 3 wasn't going to be any better than year 2. At the very least, it wasn't going to get you where you wanted to be. You were always going to have to do after year 3 what you should have done after year two. And if you should have done it after year 2, just do it after year 2. But also, it was because of the recruiting class. You know, James Wiseman, if you wait till after year 3, would have already been committed to Kentucky, signed to Kentucky. DJ Jeffries would have already been gone. You would have missed out on heralded prospects that Penny Hardaway had relationships with. And when you combine that with the fact that, you know, attendance had hit a modern era low, season ticket sales had hit a modern era low, recruiting had hit a modern era low, the on-the-court product was as bad as it's been in my adult life. Like, every way that you measure a basketball program, it was a disaster. And that Penny could, just as the hiring of Penny Hardaway was going to be able to fix almost all of those things overnight, it really wasn't a complicated decision to make. It was a bold decision to make, but it wasn't complicated. There was only one smart thing to do. And yet still, across the country, it was a wildly unpopular thing that Memphis did. Whether it was folks on television or people writing columns, it was widely panned. And I'm not here to name names or pull receipts. I could spend this opening segment, you know, reading you pieces of those columns. But the truth is, any of us in the opinion-given business have given bad opinions. None of us are immune to that. But there were a lot of bad opinions on Memphis's decision to fire Tubby Smith and hire Penny Hardaway. And the reality is, those bad opinions were tied to the fact that the people expressing them just didn't understand. They just didn't understand the way that I could understand, because I'm here, because I know the history of the program, because I know what's possible within that program. And they didn't understand, frankly, like a lot of you guys listening right now understood, for the same reasons, because you're here.
because you understand the program. And even if you don't, I spent almost 2 hours every day breaking it down to you in incredible detail. And so here we are now, just 14 months later. And I don't know if anybody got jokes anymore. Because even though I know Penny Hardaway was, quote, just an AAU coach when Memphis hired him, and he had no coaching background that didn't involve middle school, high school, or the grassroots circuit, the truth is he has, in 14 months, done everything he was hired to do. Can you re-energize the program? Can you get the people in the city to care again? Can you get the people in the city to donate again? Can you get folks to buy season tickets? Can you get them to use the tickets once they got them? And can you recruit at a level that puts Memphis basketball back in the national conversation? And he's answered yes to every one of them. He said on the day he was hired he could do all those things, and he spent the past 14 months doing all those things. Again, as of today, at this moment, he has secured the number one recruiting class in America with 2 5-star prospects, which means next season, Memphis is going to be the only basketball team in the country that has 2 players projected to go in the top 10 of the 2020 NBA draft. That's not according to me. That's according to Jonathan Givony, who covers the draft for ESPN. And so you say all these things, and basically on Twitter you get 3 different reactions. One reaction is from Memphis fans, and it's just pure enthusiasm. Folks are fired up, and they should be. And the other 2 reactions come from non-Memphis fans, people who aren't here. And they say 2 things. One is they're cheating. And the other is, what are you celebrating? What have they won yet? And so let's take those one by one. As I've told you, dating back to the John Calipari years and every year since, no matter whether I'm talking about a Memphis coach or a Butler coach or a Michigan coach or an Arizona coach or an LSU coach or any college basketball coach in America, I vouch for nobody. And it's why I'm not going to sit here and ever do a segment talking about, and what the great thing is they're doing it the right way. Those things can come back to bite you. I vouch for nobody. I don't know how things get done in recruiting. I know how they sometimes get done. I don't know how they all the time get done. So I vouch for nobody. You'll never be able to catch me saying, and the great thing is they did it the right way, because if anything ever comes out that they didn't, I just decided a long time ago I'm not going to look silly vouching for people doing things when I don't know exactly, when I ain't involved in it. But I will say this, and you can take it for whatever it's worth. After Precious Achiuwa committed to Memphis today, I got a text message from a head coach of a basketball program that will be in the preseason top 10 next season. And he was just joking around. He said something along the lines of, I guess I'm going to go out and buy me a flat bill hat so I can start getting dudes like Penny. And I hit him back with a ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, this is a decent opportunity, because this is a guy who, you know, recruits at the highest level of the sport, runs one of the best programs in the sport. And I said, level with me. It's between us. But what are people saying in your profession? What do you and other coaches like you think when Penny Hardaway, before he's ever coached a game in his second season at the Division I level, is beating Kentucky, North Carolina, Arizona, Kansas, Indiana for prospects in securing the number one recruiting class in America? Is the perception out there that they're cheating? And I'll be honest with you, I expected to get an answer back of, eh.
Yeah, right.
Here is exactly what the coach wrote me back.
Okay.
Remember, my question is the perception that they're cheating? And this coach, who I want to be clear, has no connection to Penny Hardaway. Not sure if you've ever met him. He said, nope, I don't get that perception at all. He said, kids think NBA, 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 and it's hard to find a more experienced NBA crew than the one that they've got there at Memphis. So this is a coach, again, of a top 10 program in America who recruits at the high level. And almost always, these types of guys, when somebody new comes in and starts beating them for players, they go, he must be cheating. Especially when it's happening outside of the normal power structure. Must be cheating. And again, I vouch for nobody. But this coach said, that's not really what people think. Folks aren't out here whispering, must be cheating. Folks are out here whispering, dude, first off, let's just be honest. He's a cool-looking African-American coach who dresses like no other coach in America, who presents himself like no other coach in America, who has a prominent shoe line like no other coach in America, who was an all-NBA, you know, first-team guard, and who has surrounded himself by other NBA people, and they are selling it, selling it, selling it, selling it, and it's working. At least according to this one coach, again, of a top 10 program in America, he says that's how they're being effective. Now, he obviously said, I can't say for sure, but if the question is, are people talking about, man, Memphis is getting down? Fans are. He said, but coaches aren't. Like, this makes sense to me. I see why those kids are going there. And so that's that. As always, we'll see. So the first thing you hear on Twitter is just excitement from Memphis fans. The second thing you hear on Twitter is from other schools fans talking about rules violations. And then the third thing you hear is, well, what has he ever won? He hasn't won anything yet. And to that I would say, what could he have won? What could he have won yet? Like, that is the dumbest statement to make in response to what is happening with that program. Yeah, but what's he ever won? What could he have won? He inherited a program from Tubby Smith that was ranked 161st in the country, that had no top 100 prospects. And then he recruited well enough in a matter of weeks to get a preseason ranking of 107 at KenPom. And then he won 22 games and took that ranking from 107 to 56. By any way you measure things, he made the program inside of a year better than what it was when he got it, and made the team in March better than what it was in November, December. What more could he have done? I mean, reasonably, what more could he have done? So when you say, well, what has he won yet? You're just missing the point. It's a stupid question. If you just want to insist that somehow they'll still underachieve with this team, that's fine. I mean, it's a prediction. Perhaps you'll be right. But yelling, what has he won yet, is idiotic, because he couldn't have won anything yet. You could have handed the Memphis program, after what Tubby Smith did to it, to Mike Krzyzewski last year. And you know what Mike Krzyzewski would have done?
Same thing.
Maybe slightly better, but like, who knows? It wouldn't have been like in the NCAA tournament, going to the Sweet 16. And then what would you have been doing? Yeah, but what's Mike Krzyzewski won yet? It was impossible, more or less, for anybody to take over what Tubby Smith left behind and do anything significantly more with it than what Penny Hardaway did. I'm not going to sit here and scream that he's going to prove to be one of the top 10 coaches in America. I don't know that. I'm just saying there ain't nothing that happened last season in his first season that should do anything except give you confidence he's going to be able to handle this all right. Now, it doesn't mean there will not be issues. He's going to have 5 or 6 Memphis kids coming off his bench, some of them buried. That can get complicated. If you're looking for a reason why it might not go well, I thought Paul Biancardi today on Jason and John made a good point. Boogie Ellis is coming here, assuming he's going to be the point guard. Paul Biancardi said today what I've been saying for a few weeks. He is super talented. He's not a point guard. It doesn't mean he can't play the position. If you'd have talked to me this time last year, I told you Kobe White's not a point guard. Mm. Roy Williams made him a point guard. It worked out well. They got a one seed in the NCAA tournament. But he does not come here with the reputation of a point guard. He comes here, Boogie Ellis, with the reputation of an incredible shooter and playmaker. That might be an issue. But I will say this. When you are going to be more talented at basically every position than almost every team you're going to play in your league, which is going to be the case, it's hard to lose that often. It just is. Keep in mind, Josh Pastner used to run through Conference USA. How? The same way Penny Hardaway is probably about to run through the American Athletic Conference. And I know that this league's better than that league, but these players are better than those players. How's he going to do it? By just having better players at basically every position. Better players on his bench. I mean, you still got to deal with Kelvin Sampson in Houston and Greg Marshall in Wichita State. I got it. But, like, it's – I don't care who you are. You got these players. You ain't – you know, USF ain't messing around with you. East Carolina ain't messing around with you. Tulane's not messing around with you. You're going to win a whole bunch of games just because. And either way, to focus now on what might happen then is just to wildly miss the point. Because the point is this. On the day Penny Hardaway was hired to replace Tubby Smith, a whole bunch of people thought it was silly, desperate, a Hail Mary at best. The truth is, it was always the only sensible thing Memphis could do. Penny Hardaway's job was pretty clearly defined. Go re-engage the fan base, sell tickets, get people back in the building, and go recruit in a way that's going to give us a chance to be a part of the national conversation. He's checked every box. I don't know what he'll do going forward, but I can tell you from the day he was hired to this day, he has done literally everything he could possibly do. And then some. Talk to Dan Walken next.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up. I'm about to tell you how you can get your hands on some free promo cash from the Fitz. I'll explain it real slowly, because I don't want you to miss anything. Ready? Step one, sign up. Step two, get free promo cash instantly. Wait, that's it? New members who sign up for a Key Rewards card or reactivate their existing account receive promo cash instantly? Man, the Fitz ain't fooling around. That is easy. Oh, and if you want more promo cash, you can get more. Anywhere from $5 to $1,000. Just earn points playing slots. You know, I thought it would take longer to explain this, so we got a lot more time left in this spot. What the heck? I guess I'll say it again. Sign up for a Fitz Key Rewards card or reactivate your existing one and get free promo cash instantly.
That's right. I just dropped the mic.
Get instant free promo cash at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Reactivation is for 12-month inactive members. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length, I made them wait. What the you expect?
Take your calls on Memphis basketball in the next segment. That'll be at 535-3776, right around 440, 445 in that range. Jeff Goggins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a former Memphis beat writer, commercial appeal. Now he's a national columnist, USA Today. It's Dan Walken making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dan Walken, earlier today you tweeted the following. Penny Hardaway will be the most scrutinized college coach in the country next year on a number of levels. If Memphis doesn't realize what will be crazy expectations, national reaction will be cruel. Explain what you mean to Memphis fans listening right now.
Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. He's going to be the most scrutinized coach in college basketball next year. Memphis is going to be, one way or the other, the biggest story entering the season. Now, they may not end that way. We'll see what happens. But going into the season, because of the amount of talent that he's accumulated and recruited to campus, they're going to start next year as the biggest story. And there's a lot of different ways it can go, and that's just kind of college basketball, that's sports in general. There's a lot of different outcomes that can happen whenever you assemble a team. But we're going to find out a lot of next season, because he's got all these guys and now he's got to make a team out of them, and we're going to see what the results are. They're going to be very plain and clear, and if it doesn't go well, there's going to be a lot of people who are, you know, going to make fun of Memphis, who are going to point the finger at Penny Hardaway. I think from what I've gathered on social media, a lot of Memphis fans don't understand that, like, it's not like the country and other programs and other people are looking at this situation and saying, oh man, it's so great that Memphis has all these players and they're back in the national conversation. No, I mean, people now with this latest signing believe that Memphis is doing stuff that isn't legal. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that there's any validity to it, but whenever you accumulate this kind of talent, that's what people are going to say, and they're rooting for Penny Hardaway to fail. And it may be the first time in Penny Hardaway's life the people have rooted for him to fail, and that's what they're dealing with right now. And if it doesn't go well, people are going to have a lot of fun at Memphis' expense.
No, I think that's undeniable. And here's another reason why. When Memphis fired Tubby Smith to hire Penny Hardaway, the reaction in this market was wildly enthusiastic. People wanted that exactly to happen. Around the country, it was mocked. The butt of jokes, and some people denounced it on a very basic level. How could you fire a man like Tubby Smith after 2 years and replace him with an AAU coach? Well, those people up to this moment look silly because, I mean, Memphis just secured the number one recruiting class in America. Penny Hardaway is doing exactly what he was hired to do. But those people are going to still be writing columns and talking on television, and if they get a chance to circle back and say, see, this is why I said it was silly, they will take that opportunity. And the next chance they're going to have to do that is if Penny Hardaway, with two projected top 10 picks and a preseason top 10 team, if they find themselves taking L's to inferior talent in November, December, those folks will circle back enthusiastically and explain in great detail, this is why you don't hire an AAU coach. Sure, he could go get players, but you got to be able to do something with them, and now here we are. People will be waiting for that opportunity. That there is no question.
Well, and a couple things. One, Penny Hardaway does not get the same benefit of the doubt as Mike Krzyzewski or John Calipari or Bill Self, because they've all accomplished big stuff. Penny Hardaway hasn't accomplished anything as a coach, nothing other than recruiting, which obviously that's important, and it's a huge part of the job. But once the guys get on campus, all that stuff, you know, doesn't really matter. Like, it's all, you have to go play, you have to go win the games, and everyone's going to be gunning for you, you're going to have a target on your back, and you actually have to go do it. You know, the other thing is, like, I think of all the possible ways this can go, where I would place my bet, where I would put my money on how this will happen for Memphis next season, is they've got all these guys, and, you know, maybe they'll probably be really disjointed and sloppy, kind of like a lot of freshman-dominated teams are. They'll lose early on to a couple teams they're not supposed to lose to. They'll go probably something like 13-3 in their conference. They'll get a sixth seed, and they'll lose in the second round of the tournament. Like, that's where I would place my bet right now if I had a bet. You know, maybe I'll be wrong, maybe I'll be right. But if that's what happens, if that's how this played out, I think it'd be a perfectly reasonable thing for this team, given the level of experience on the roster. But nationally, that will get made fun of. That will get panned. And Penny Hardaway will be viewed as a disaster as a coach if that's the way it turns out. So just understand going into the season, while Memphis fans are celebrating today with the recruiting success, you know, the results on the court, the margin for error is going to be really, really small in a 34-game season. And I think there's a strong possibility, you know, that they could actually be good for the level of experience on the roster, but not be considered successful in the context of the recruiting rankings.
No, that's fair. I'm talking to Dan Walken from USA Today. He's on Twitter, at Dan Walken, because absolutely getting a sixth seed and losing in the second round would be considered underachieving. Even I would call that not good enough. I don't really care where you – I mean, I do care where you lose in the tournament, but a sixth seed would mean – you know, preseason top 10 teams aren't supposed to be six seeds in the NCAA tournament. If it goes down like that, something will have gone wrong somewhere. Let me ask you this. How big
of a... Wait a second, Garrett. Wait a second. A six seed means you're a top 25 team.
Right.
And, like I know you're going to have them ranked in the top 10 of the preseason poll and all that stuff, but if they lose a couple games early just because they're young and kind of sloppy and disjointed and... in the American Athletic Conference, where they're not going to have a ton of opportunities to play top 25 or top 10 teams. And, you know, even if they go 13-3 or 14-2, like, are they really going to be much better than a 16?
No, I hear you. I would just say a top 10 team, if you want me to say that top 10 team had the season I thought they should have had, I think that top 10 team's got to be a top 4 seed. But because of league affiliation, they might have a hard time getting that seed based off just opportunities. Let me look at it from a different angle, though. How big of an advantage is it for Penny that they do play in the American Athletic Conference where, you know, yeah, Kelvin Sampson and Houston still going to be tough. Greg Marshall, Wichita State, I'm assuming, still be tough. But more often than not, once their league schedule starts, they're probably, just like Memphis used to do in CUSA, even though this league's better than that, they're probably going to be able to just physically overwhelm most of their opponents. And it's going to be hard to lose too many games, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the way you have to go in thinking about it. And if I were that staff, if I were Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller, that's what I'd be selling, right? That you're going to go into this league, you're going to be better night in and night out than the people you're playing. You're going to be able to physically dominate your opponents, and you're going to put up big numbers. And we're going to win a whole bunch of games. And that's the way it should go. And again, like, I'm not saying that Penny should be doing anything other than recruiting the best players. All I'm saying is we're going to find out a lot in the next year about Penny, because right now we don't know a whole lot about him as a coach. You know, we know what he did the first year. It was a roster he inherited. They were okay. It was nothing great. You know, they had a couple good wins. They had a few bad losses. They were pretty average on the whole. This year we're going to find out what he is as a coach. And for that to happen in your second year when there's still a learning curve, when there's still a lot of, you know, I don't know, uncertainty just about, you know, kind of how well you can match up X's and O's with the best coaches in the country, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny just night in and night out about what they do. And, you know, I understand that, you know, people will look at me and say I'm a Debbie Downer or whatever. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm just trying to say, like, this is now the conversation that's going to happen around the Memphis basketball program, and Memphis fans need to be prepared for it, and don't take it, you know, as some big affront, but as a legitimate conversation about, you know, that this is the conversation that you're inviting with the kind of roster that he's recruited.
No, that's fair. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you read him USA Today. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks for being here, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, see you, Gary.
I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. We get back, we'll take your calls on Memphis basketball. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 5 p.m.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 6750 Poplar. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you are looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center at 6750 Poplar, which, by the way, is now accepting additional insurance plans in 2019. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 per year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if that interests you, and if you don't have traditional insurance, it should, give the Smile Center a call, 901-309-1333, 901-309-1333, or just get the information on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to save big on your to-do list. We do it right, too, with savings during our Memorial Day sale, so you can start checking off your list and save, too. Now get select 2.5-quart perennials, 3 for $12 in store only. And keep your yard looking its best and save $100 on a Greenworks 60-volt string trimmer and blower combo kit, now just $199. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 5/22. See store for details, U.S. only. Perennial offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're in the market for a new car, you have to check out Hyundai. Their shopper assurance program is the future of car shopping. There's a ton of features, from transparent pricing to streamlining the purchase online. But my favorite part, you can schedule a test drive at home or work with Hyundai. It's easy. Too busy to go test drive? They'll even come to you. Hyundai shopper assurance available at participating dealerships only. Test drives subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopper assurance for more details.
I want to tell you about someone I met the other day, Will Chase, the president and CEO of Triumph Bank. Will is a lifelong Memphian who's been in banking for 41 years. Back in 2006, he was part of a group that decided to start a new bank, a bank that was a vital part of the community, a bank that strives to work with its customers to solve their challenges, that does everything within its power to say yes. That bank now has nearly $800 million in assets. Triumph Bank is powerful enough and technologically savvy enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but it's small enough and personal enough that Will Chase still gives his customers his cell phone number and that any employee can walk into his office and ask a question at any time. Heck, if you lose your debit card, you don't have to wait a week to get a new one sent to you in the mail. You can walk into any Triumph Bank office and they'll print you off a new one on the spot. So go see Will Chase and the rest of his team at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Cooper Discoverer AT truck and SUV tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads, now available exclusively at your Walmart Auto Care Center. Cooper Tires, American-owned since 1914.
Got a stuffy nose or sore throat? Visit MedPost Urgent Care in partnership with St. Francis Hospital. Whether you've got a stuffy nose, sore throat, or need a few stitches, MedPost Urgent Care is open 7 days a week. Proud partner of St. Francis Hospital.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the offering. This the theme song.
443 Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff Calkins, your award-winning comics Daily Memphian, is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now I'm talking to you guys. The subject is Memphis basketball. Precious Achiuwa, five-star forward, committed to the Tigers earlier today. Picked Memphis over a variety of schools, among them Kansas and North Carolina. It gives Memphis the number one recruiting class in America, according to 24/7 Sports. 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Let's start with Rodney. Rodney, it's Gary. How you doing?
What's up, Gary? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You all right?
Hey, I'm good, man. Just keep, what's the guy, Dan Wilkins? Keep his hater ass off the stage, man. He's a hater, man. I mean, I can hear it in his voice, and that's why he was trying to justify himself to you. Well, it's not me saying this. We know people are going to say all kinds of things, especially when you got a guy like Penny Hardaway come in and do what he did, especially Tubby Smith's friends. You know, they were saying stuff, and Penny has already proved them wrong with our recruiting class. So we know how human beings are, man, but Dan Wilkins sound like a hater.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate it, Rodney. Let's go to Eric in East Memphis. Eric, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys.
How you doing?
First thing I would like to say is I want to commend Dr. Rudd for his leadership at the University of Memphis, because had it not been for Dr. Rudd willing to take a risk and a gamble on an individual that had never coached at a collegiate level, we wouldn't be here enjoying, you know, the success that we've enjoyed, that we've experienced over the last couple of weeks relative to basketball recruiting. So I want to really say thanks to Dr. Rudd for his leadership and the many great things that he's doing to transform that university. Second, I would like to say that it kind of disturbs me when I always hear people say that the University of Memphis is a mid-major program. The University of Memphis has always been a major program that's been relegated to playing basketball in conferences that don't necessarily receive the financial windfall of revenue associated with these major television contracts. But historically, if you compare about 40 to 45 programs that play basketball in these Power Five conferences, they don't haven't enjoyed the level of success or experienced the level of success that the University of Memphis has. So
yeah, I hear you, Eric. Let me say this. You're right. There are some people that will call Memphis a quote-unquote mid-major. I don't think anybody who actually understands the sport of college basketball calls Memphis a mid-major any more than they call Gonzaga a mid-major. It is widely accepted in basketball circles. Memphis is a high-major basketball program stuck outside of the Power Five structure.
Yes. And the last thing I want to say is I know we've got a lot of guys that play the 1, 2, and 3 position that's going to be on this roster next year. The good thing is they will be learning from guys that have a frame of reference to know what it takes to succeed at those particular positions, that being the point guard, the shooting guard, and the small forward. You know, Penny, Tony Madlock, Sam Mitchell, as well as Mike Miller, all of those guys have had great success playing basketball at those respective positions. And I really think that guys like Lester Quiñones and Boogie Ellis, regardless of what their reputations are, I truly believe they're going to evolve into some very, you know, good basketball players. And I'm expecting really great things. Sweet 16 is reasonable. I think most Memphians will be happy with that. And anything beyond that would just be, you know, unbelievable riding. So thanks once again for taking my call. I'm going
to
listen.
Eric, I appreciate you calling. Let's go to Tony in East Memphis. Tony.
GP, how you doing?
I'm great, man. You all right?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm going to put something out there. So We talk about Penny not having any experience coaching, right?
He has one year at the Division I level. That's true.
Okay, well, I'm talking about, you know, when he got the job.
Sure.
So, you know, prior to him getting there, the coach before him coached on the staff, but his job was not to do anything with coaching. But we gave him a job because he could recruit. He didn't even have a philosophy in order to take the team that he assembled to push them forward. But he was a nice guy, and everybody loved him, didn't he? And I'm talking about Josh.
Mm-hmm.
So now Josh goes on to Georgia Tech. He do well that first year. He's gotten away, and he's learned some things. my point to say all that is, yes, I would take no college experience coach like Penning and put him in a position for what's happening, because Penning can coach these kids on, hey, this is what you should look for. This is what happened here. But Josh couldn't do that. But Dan and those guys didn't come up with the narrative that they're coming up with now. I refuse to put a spin on it that would be negative, but we just got to stop. This guy is doing a wonderful job. He's engaged both old-school Memphis fans, and he brought in some new ones. When you said last year that this was the best business decision, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But these guys, what's my man who said that they did Tubby wrong and Penning wasn't going to be no good? Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. But my point is, relax. Let him do his job. If you couldn't look at the games last year when he did the pick and roll on South Florida and it worked and he kept doing it, what NBA guys do? We find something that works, we kill you with it. And when you do something offset, we're going to do something else. That's coaching. Putting your team in the best position to win. So all this narrative about him not having the experience, he ain't going to be this, that, and other, okay. Look, did Mike Krzyzewski have any experience when he first went and did his thing? Was Mike going to be that guy? No. He turned into that guy. Let Penny turn into whatever he's going to be.
No, I hear you. I appreciate you, Tony. Yeah, it's just like I put in my column that's posted over at CBS Sports right now. If you want to be somebody, like when Penny was hired, it was just like dismissed by many, like this is a joke, you can't do this. Well, it's hard for people to still cling to that because like the building, the season ticket sales are up, donations are up, attendance is up, the recruiting class is ranked number one in the country. You got two future top 10 picks about to be in your program. So you can't really say it's a joke anymore. Like, it's silly. So now what you have to cling to if you're one of those guys is, yeah, but can he coach them? And listen, I'll be as fair as I can be. If you want to continue to scream, we don't know if he can actually coach them, it's fair. If you want to still scream that, he might not be equipped to do it because his coaching career is still young. But I will say, he inherited a program that finished 161st at KenPom in 2018, guided it to a top 60 finish in 2019, and according to every metric available, the team actually got better from the beginning of season to the end of season. When we say that blindly about anybody else, like remove Memphis Penny Hardaway from it. If I tell you a coach took over a program that finished 161st according to one computer ranking, and in his first year, he took it to 56th in the same computer ranking, and it started that season outside of the top 100, but finished inside of the top 60, got better as the schedule unfolded, you would tell me, well, that guy must have done a hell of a job coaching. I'm not going to sit here and scream Penny Hardaway is going to go down as one of the five best coaches in the history of college basketball. I don't know that. What I do know is this. There was never a moment last season, and I watched every game, there was never a moment last season where I felt like he was in over his head. There was never a moment where I felt like he looked like a high school coach coaching high major basketball. And the metrics back that up. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, it's Gary. How you doing?
What's up, GP? How are you?
I'm honestly a little under the weather, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I hate to hear that, but good day, obviously. And when you go back and look when Penny is hired last year, and a lot of the reasoning behind that is because he's going to get players. He's going to get players. Everybody says that kind of thing. But when you take a year and into the present as we are now and you look back on it and he exceeds expectations and gets the number one recruiting class in the country, it's honestly, it's unprecedented. It's unbelievable. I still can't honestly even believe what's going on at the program. Obviously, you've got to capitalize with the talent you have coming in, but couldn't have asked for anything more, and it's great to be a Memphian at this point in time. Thanks for taking my call, GP. Hope you get to feeling better soon.
You're nice to say that. I appreciate it, Ryan. Let's go to Lee. Lee, it's Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and
I just heard what you said, kind of the response to what Penny did last year, how he improved the team, and I'm right with you there. And but mainly I want to kind of respond to Dan's comments about sixth seed and out in the second round is where he'd place his money. And he talked about how they would be disjointed at the beginning, lose some games they shouldn't. And I just look back to last year and, like, that roster, which wasn't as good as this one, I don't think they lost a single game that they shouldn't have, that they should have won.
Well, that was true for a while. And it ultimately, like, they did ultimately lose a game here or there that they weren't supposed to lose. But your larger point is exactly right. What happened last season is the team, relative to the roster, basically won the games it was supposed to win and basically lost the games it was supposed to lose. Now, if you just apply that same thing to this roster, well, they're going to win 30 games.
Yeah, yeah. And he also mentioned about how young they're going to be, how they're going to be disjointed at the beginning, which is a valid point. But he didn't mention, when he said that, Rajon Tucker, who's a senior, Lance Thomas, who doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's been in college basketball for 3 years now. I mean, those are a couple guys that we could lean on early that could maybe prevent those early losses. So just wondering, Dan, we heard where he put his money. Where would you put your money at, GP?
I appreciate you calling. And here's what I would say. I don't think Dan – I don't want to speak for Dan, but I don't think what Dan was saying was, I think they're going to get a sixth seed and get knocked out in the round of 32. I think what he was saying is that would actually be a totally respectable thing for that Memphis team, given the lack of experience both on the roster and – among the coaching staff. Like, if they really did get a sixth seed and then, like, win a game and then lose in the round of 32 to, I guess, what would be a three seed at that point, like, it would be a totally reasonable season, but it would be ridiculed by the masses. I think that's the point he was actually trying to make. I don't think that was his prediction as much as him saying that would be reasonable, but if that happens, it'll be mocked mercilessly throughout the country. I'm going to have them in the preseason top 10. And I was on with Jason and John earlier, and they asked me, so what does that mean, Sweet 16, Elite 8? I think when you start setting the bar somewhere in a single elimination tournament, you're just going to end up like, that's just not where to set the bar. It's a single elimination tournament of 40-minute games. I've always been more interested in judging whether a coach did a good job or not based on what he does over a four-month season as opposed to a three-week tournament. So, obviously, in this sport, you are judged on, you know, how deep you advance into that bracket.
Yeah.
You get contract extensions based off of it, and you get fired based off of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to look at it more of, I want to know how it goes from November to March, not how it goes from March to April. So here's what I would say. If we look up on Selection Sunday and Memphis gets a top four seed in the NCAA tournament, then I think you can reasonably say Penny Hardaway did a good job. Penny and his staff did a good job with this team. It's a three seed. It's a two seed. It's a four seed. You know, if we look up on Selection Sunday and they're ranked in the top 15 at KenPom, I will say Penny Hardaway and his staff did a good job with this team. And then the bracket will come out, and they'll either get favorable matchups or they'll get unfavorable matchups. And then they'll either play well in a single elimination tournament or they won't play well in a single elimination tournament. And then they'll either lose in the first round or the second or the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, or they'll go to a Final Four. But if the question is, what is going to constitute a good season with this roster, to me, let's focus on the seed they're going to get in the NCAA tournament, the computer ranking they're going to have on Selection Sunday. If you start setting the bar at Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or Final Four, well, they could go undefeated, get a one seed in the NCAA tournament, and then reasonably lose in the Sweet 16. Would that mean a bad season? They were amazing, and then they just got caught. I got news for you. Virginia had an incredible season this past season. They won a national championship. They had a better season the year before. I mean, from November to March.
Right.
Got the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Then they got bounced in the first round in an embarrassing way. But it didn't make their season any less amazing. It just means it ended in an incredibly awful way. But that team was still really good. Tony Bennett did a good job with that team and then a bad job in that game. And so, you know, I'll set the bar, get a top four seed in the NCAA tournament, be in the top 15 at KenPom on Selection Sunday. You've done well. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about it next.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.